phenomenal within the existential world, they are not what you think, because basically their universal characteristic is empty and still. That is our true nature. But from there, everything arises. That's why when they arise, all this phenomenal world of consciousness, they deceive the mundane mind. They delude the mundane mind. So living beings become entangled because they do not have the clarity of mind to see all this clearly, to understand what is going on. They fail to understand creation, how creation come to be. They are all dependent originating phenomena, condition arising, cause of phenomena. Their universal characteristic is impermanent. That's why it's not a permanent unchanging entity. He know you, he know me. You attach and cling, one thing's your way, which is not in accordance with nature's way. Suffering will be the result. And because it's impermanent, that's why it's anatta, non-self, empty, no reality. Empty here means doesn't mean there is nothing. Empty here means there are things within life, within existence, but ultimately it is empty because it's empty nature or existence. The ultimate nature is empty, no reality. Well, he know you, he know me. Whatever happened, they are dependent originating. Condition arising. It arises, it sustains itself. Then when condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. Then after that, no more. Gone. Dead and gone. There is no reality at all. That's why it's empty. So there's a saying in Mahayana which is very good. He said, when we come to this existential world, this universe, we came empty-handed. Laiye kong. Qi kong. Then when we leave this universe, when our form and mind disperse, we also leave without taking anything along. That's why you come empty, you go empty. Then why do living being through delusion grieve over emptiness in between? So this is a very beautiful saying, but the Mandarin version, if you can understand Mandarin, is better because the way it is expressed brings out the meaning. When I was very young, I heard this in one of the swordsmanships. We call it the cinema show. The monks were chanting this sutra. Then they came across this verse. There was a very powerful an aggressive swordsman, or I should say a very strong swordsman, very elderly also, trapped by the three monks down there in the Shaolin temple underneath. Then every day they were chanting this Dhamma Sutra for him to change, for him to understand. So when it came to this part, this swordsman actually developed wisdom. They keep on chanting. They say, Lai ye kong, qi ye kong. Nama si zu he bi ku ku wei kong liu lei ne? Means when you come empty, you go empty in between, then why do you grieve over emptiness? It's delusion. So do not cling on to things, hold on to things. Yeah, ultimately, the form, the physical body goes the way of nature. Old age, sickness, and death are nature's phenomena. These are reality of life and existence. We need to experience them. We need to understand their reality so that we are not deceived by them, so that we will not deludedly cling and hold on to the form and mind, believing that it is what we are, that this is real. That's the reason why the Buddha, in his final summary of the First Noble Truth, he said, In short, he summarized all of suffering with it. They arise because of our self-delusion. When living beings deludedly cling, grasp, and attach to the five aggregate of form and mind, thereby developing the aggregates of grasping, it will lead to suffering. The upadana khandas, the grasping aggregate, condition suffering. So when you have wisdom, when you have understanding, when you have insight into phenomena, when you have developed a clear understanding of the universal characteristic, then all this become very clear. Self-knowledge become very clear. Then we will clearly understand who are we, what are we, what is this form and mind all about, what is this human being all about. So when we analyze the human being as taught by the Buddha, he subdivided them into the five aggregate of form and mind, namaru. Then we realize there are two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind. One is as a human being. We have a physical body, which is the form aggregate, the physical form aggregate. Then we have a consciousness trapped inside. And this consciousness has the four more aggregates of mind. That mind, the mundane mind or the consciousness, can feel, can perceive, can arise activity of mind, sankhara activity, can become emotional, can develop mental states, mental formation, images, or whatever that the mind can do, the content of consciousness is sankhara. Then finally, the mind can also become conscious. Conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, and what we technically feel and think. So these are the four aggregates. Together with the physical aggregate of form, we have the first aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind as a human being. And according to the Buddha, these five aggregates of form and mind are impermanent. They go the way of nature. And because they are impermanent, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to, grasp on to, and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, I can own all these things. All this can be mine. This is sakkayaditi, self-delusion, wake up. The form and mind is just a karmically conditioned vehicle and tool for us to come to this existential world, to live life, to experience life, to go through the karmic process, to fulfill our vows and experience whatever we want to experience while within this existence. So make full use of it. Do not be deluded by it. This form and mind is for us to use. Understand this. See this clearly. Then you will know the secret of life. You will awaken. Then you will have no more problem. Yeah. So meditation is to uncover this secret. When you silence your mind, you maintain mindfulness and awareness, you can see them. Then the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind is when you are mindful and aware, you can see. Because every moment when we are conscious, when we live life, we need to manifest consciousness. Every moment of seeing, every moment of hearing, smell, taste, tactile or thought process, this mental consciousness arise. So when they arise, if you are mindful, if you are aware, you can see the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind very clearly. We know we need a mind, we need sense basis. Upon contact, of course, together with the sense data, the respective sense or consciousness arise. But when we are mindful, aware, in the midst of life, in meditation, then we can see all this arising clearly, how it happened, the dependent origination process, the 12 link, Patichasamuppada as taught by the Buddha. And this is very profound, very beautiful. So when you see the aggregates of mind, having this four ability of Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnanam, then you also understand how the external form enters the mind through the aggregates of perception, This aggregates of perception brings the external form into the mind. So when these five come together, we call it a thought. This is what the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind is all about. It's just a thought. That's why if you grasp and cling onto this thought, the five aggregate, it becomes grasping aggregate. The Buddha called it Sakkaya Ditthi, self-delusion. That's how you suffer. That's how you entangle yourself. That's how you react to sense experience. You become emotional. You become fearful. You become unhappy. You think you exist. You think you are real. That's what the Dhamma is. So silence your mind. Develop mindfulness to understand all this, to observe all this, leading to self-knowledge, self-investigations. When you look within, you are aware. Then you know how you function as a human being, how the mundane mind arises and create all these things. That's why the Buddha said, our mundane mind is the forerunner of all things. When mind arises, all things arise. And he called this the mano. Mano is the mundane mind, the thinking mind. And this is not the real mind. This is not the true mind. There is another nature within us, which is the unconditioned, the unborn, that has the awareness nature. But it's not a being. It cannot come out and live mind. That's why it's not easy to develop the understanding. It's not a clear-cut thing. And to realize that true mind, that true nature, is not easy. You need to meditate. You need to completely silence your mind until no thought, no movement, no activity. Everything returns and becomes still, tranquil, with clarity within, just away. That's it. So this is the summary of what you need to understand. Hopefully this can help you all. Eh?